Dear friends, in June 1677, Jesus appeared to a young virgin. So Margaret Mary Hancock, the visitation man in France, in a vision and reading his second verse. I could see, I could then see his heart pierced and bleeding. Yet there were things to come from it, and a throng of thorns around it. He told me to behold his heart, which so loved humanity. Then he seemed to take my very heart from me and place it there in his heart. In return, he gave me back parts of his fading heart. The faithful church promotes devotion to Sacred Hearts of Jesus. The devotion precedes the time of revelation and is solidly supported by Scripture. Jesus says, "Learn from me, for I am weak and humble of heart." And I can have her, one of the soldiers, pierced his side with a lance, and immediately that came out of love and one. This devotion is essentially worship and corresponds to the person of Christ. The Catholic faith is a response to Christ as a living, loving person, not just embracing a set of principles. Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is not a peripheral for the devotion. The biblical meaning of the earth is called false witness, blasphemy. They are what define the person, but it is not what ends the thoughts. Dear friends, teach us how the most perfect human beings enter into it. He feels the sting of one's ingratitude. He feels the severity of being rejected. This rejection took form of crucifixion. He continued to love those who reject his love. It was the first task to love him. Every sin is in some way a rejection of Christ's love. How failure to love him as we should hurt us in the soul, hurts him. He told the Nazarites that the gratitude of man for his love was worse than his physical suffering. So, dear friends, we need to consult him and do reparation. First, for our own sins, and then for the sins of others. We come to him by increasing our faith and trusting him, following his commandments, being faithful to our daily duties, covering the sacrifice, loving God and our Lord. Here are the promises of the sacrifice of Jesus, St. Margaret Mary. I will be then all the graces necessary to step back. I will establish peace in the home. I will comfort them in their afflictions. I will be their secure with you, your God, and all world in them. I will bestow a Lord's blessing upon all their devotees. Sinners, trapped in my hearts, the source and the infinite ocean of mercy. Tipping souls shall fall from us. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to our protection. I will bless every place where of my hearts shall be set and honored. I will give the priest the gift of touching the most hardened hearts, those who shall promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart, never to be forgotten. I call in thee, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful God will grant to all those who communicate of the could say, reproduce in such a manner.